Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Reports are coming in that five strange men were seen introducing themselves to people, thus making them, well, no longer strangers. We now take you to our man in the street, a recently hired street hobo named Joseph, affectionately known as Hobo Joe, or Jobo. Jobo?
Thanks, John, and I want to thank you for giving me a job.
Well, it wouldn't look good for my brother to be living on the streets now, would it?
You wouldn't want to call me Brobo, would ya?
Not particularly. Besides, it was the only way to get Mom to stop bugging me about getting you a job. Now, Joe, what can you tell us about these five men who are introducing themselves?
Well, John, they tell me they are past cast members of Adventures in Odyssey, who are now far too old to play their former roles on the show. As a result, they have started their own show entitled Dentures in Odyssey. Topically, it will deal with many of the issues they have faced in their old age. Here's what they have to say.
When I was young, they used to say I was the cutest kid in Odyssey. Now I can't even remember my name. Now I can't even remember my own name for that matter. This is what happens when you get old like me. You forget things. Hey, did I ever tell you I used to be the cutest kid in Odyssey?
Sometimes I think about the golden days. But now we live in a new era of Odyssey glory. You'd like to hear the pilot episode for Dentures in Odyssey, wouldn't you?
I don't know. How long is it?
That's the problem with the kids of today. They ain't got no attention spans. They ain't got no respect. And they use slang words like ain't.
But you just used the word ain't.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did what?
You said ain't.
No, I didn't.
I never said you did. I wasn't talking to you. I said your friend here did.
Well, I didn't hear you call him by name.
Well, he never told me his name. He said he doesn't even remember it. Do you remember it?
Do I remember what?
Never mind.
I still don't believe I said ain't. Why would I say ain't?
Look, do you want me to play a recap and prove it?
You mean play back a recording of what we said in earlier times?
Yeah.
That's a terrible waste of air time. Instead, you should listen to our new audio drama, Dentures in Odyssey. Eh? Have I ever told you about it?
All right, I'm pressing play.
I'm gonna have to cut you off there, Joe. Rule 57 of the Ceiling Fan Rulebook, which states that we cannot have any annoying interviewees. This is the Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mailman.
You're welcome. Wait, how did you know my last name?
What?
A mailman. That's my last name.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a strange last name. Anyway, thank you for the mail. You can leave now.
Do you mind if I stay here until you finish opening your mail?
Why?
Well, my curiosity was engaged by the names upon the envelopes. You have mail from Nathan Hubler? I'm curious.
Oh, that! I've been expecting that. I've been trying to get him some mail for the longest time, but you know how old guys are. No offense.
None taken. Wait, are you calling me old?
I'm opening the letter now.
I can see that.
Yeah, but they can't.
They? They who?
You know, the people. Out there.
I don't see any people.
Of course you can't see them, and they can't see us. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are you okay?
I mean the podcast listeners. You're on the podcast right now.
What? How?
See this button on my shirt?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's actually a lapel mic.
Oh, okay. So what's in the envelope?
Oh, it's a letter from Nathan Hubler. Dear Ethan, I was ever so pleased to find your letter on my desk this morning. I think your idea of replacing Mr. Whitaker with an entrepreneurial, dashing young man who runs his own podcast out of the outdated kids' radio studio in Wits End is a marvelous stroke of brilliance. I agree with what you said about how Mr. Whitaker is just too old-fashioned.
Wait, Nathan Hubler really said that?
Sure, see for yourself.
Does he really have such terrible penmanship?
I don't know. What does penmanship mean? Is that a disease you old people get?
You wrote this, didn't you?
Well, prove it.
The return address is the address of your house. I would know these things. I'm a mailman.
That doesn't prove anything. Maybe Nathan Hubler mailed it from my house. Why wouldn't he? Crazier things have happened on this show.
Right. So he just happens to be living in your basement and sending you letters because he likes to waste money on stamps.
Look, it's a brand new season of my podcast, The Ceiling Fan. Check it out at ceilingfanpodcast.com. And I just thought that it would be better, you know, to start the season off with a bang.
Ethan, your podcast is special in its own way. You don't have to change yourself to be accepted. We all love you just as you are.
We? Who's we?
Sorry, I got on a roll. I've been listening to too much Odyssey lately.
Yeah, no such thing as too much Odyssey.
So true.
Well, Mr. Mailman, since you are here and already on the podcast, would you like to help me finish this season premiere?
Sure. What do I do?
Okay, just stand there and smile at the audience.
But I thought this was an audio podcast. They can't see me smiling.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm so excited about starting off this brand new season of The Ceiling Fan, Season 5. Keep your ears to the ground and your nose to the grindstone. I don't know why you would do that, but do it anyway, because I asked you to, and keep listening to The Ceiling Fan.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kevin McCreary. I hope everyone is excited about this brand new episode in Season 5 of The Ceiling Fan. Today's episode was written and directed by Christopher Green, with executive producer Kevin McCreary. That's me. Voice talent include Kevin McCreary as Ethan and John Watzenberger, Christopher Green as Hobo Joe and Mr. Mailman. And there's some other great voice actors in there as well. Original music composed by Gabe Miller. And production was producified by Christopher Green and Ben Childs. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a wonderful evening. Good night.